Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Spiritually Raw expresses our love and gratitude to Catherine Silver for her support of the show. Catherine is a certified holistic health counselor and shaman. Catherine specializes in biological decoding, grief and loss, and channeling. Connect with Catherine Silver at CatherineSilver.com.
Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you very, very much for your energy exchange with us today. And as always, we hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. Really cool soul sister here with us today, Echo Bodine. Yes.
Bodine.
All right, cool. Yeah. That's how much of a sister she is, but the words don't matter. It's the energy, right? Anyway, so we're going to get to learn more about Echo here in just a minute, and we're really great to have her on here. So thank you, everybody, for staying connected with us. Just down the checklist, as always, you know, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button, the notification bell. The Telegram link is in there, too, in the description for you to be able to stay connected with us that way, so you are notified when we get great guests like Echo on here. And, of course, you'll be able to watch this episode completely in its entirety at spirituallyraw.live. Anything I missed?
You said about the bell and
the damn bell.
The bell. Yep. Got that in there.
We're getting it, everybody.
Great. All right, we're ready to roll then. Echo Bodine, welcome so much to the show. We're so happy to have you today. She's been a professional medium and psychic for over 4 decades. I think she probably knows a thing or two. She's also the author of more than a dozen books. We are so super excited to get to know more about you today.
Welcome. And her links will be in the description below, everybody, too. So you can check her out, her website link, and also her YouTube. So make sure you do check that out. So Echo, how are you?
I'm very good. It's great to be here with you too. Where are you located in the world?
Sunny Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. Isn't it amazing? You can be in Florida. I'm in Minnesota. And here we are.
Here we are. Yeah.
And amazing. Before you know it, you'll be teleporting and we'll all be having coffee together.
Okay. All right. So if I leave my body, you know, I'll be down there. That's right. Where I'll be. Okay. All right. Good.
You like it. It's nice.
We're all on the same page. Okay.
It's all good. So let's get an opportunity if we can to get to know you, you know, and the audience to get to know you. So first of all, a little bit about your backstory. You've had this gift for a while, but then you strongly, and I imagine a lot of people do this, but, and if you can help us with this, you actually strongly resisted it for quite a while. Yes.
I did, honey. Yes, I resisted it. I did not. I was 17 when a psychic told me that I was born with all of the psychic abilities and with the gift of healing. And she said I was going to be a professional psychic someday and that I would write books, be on TV and radio. That's one hell of a prophecy. I was a senior in high school. I was like, what? I don't have any of this stuff. And she said that my family, we were all going to be famous. And it's like, what are you talking about? And I mean, even my mom, she and I went to the psychic together and she told my mom the same thing. And we were just like, I said to her, I don't want to be a famous psychic someday. I'm going to college. I'm going to have a regular life. And she said, I'm going to have a normal life. And she said, Echo, you can have a normal life in your next life, but in this lifetime, this is what you came here to do. And I didn't even know what to do with it. Like what? And oh my God, what a long story. Well, honey, you know what? Okay. Here was the other thing that was freaky. So she said that I was also born with the gift of healing. And I thought, I don't know what that is. And
that was totally the craziest thing ever.
Yes. What? So she said, your father is at home with a migraine headache, which he was, which was really kind of creepy because my dad had never come home from work sick ever in my lifetime. And that day he came home sick with a migraine. He had never had a migraine before. Okay. So she says, your father's at home with a migraine headache. Go home, take some of his hankies, put them on top of his head, and put your hands on top of the hankies, and then ask God to channel healing through you. And she said, and then you'll learn about it on your own. So the whole way home, Mom and I are both saying, why us? Why do we have to do this stuff? And, you know, this was 1965. So people weren't really excited about being psychics back then. But got home, told my dad what the psychic said. And I said, so can I put some hangies on your head? And so I did. And all of a sudden they started to heat up like little heating pads. And I thought, what the hell? And then they started to quiver all on their own. And I could actually feel something in my arms, like energy or something. And I just stood there frozen. And all of a sudden they just stopped. Okay, took my hands off. And my dad said, well, I'll be damned if my headache isn't gone. And I was like, what? I mean, the good news was his headache was gone. The bad news was,
this is my life. Welcome to my life.
Exactly. Exactly. So you guys, that night I went to bed and I laid there, I swear, all night trying to figure out, okay, let's see. Now there was Jesus Christ and Oral Roberts, and now there's me. So I guess I have to travel the world and heal all the sick people. And I thought, well, maybe I should go to India first. I'm like, what? And so I'm just trying to figure all of this out. Finally, I think I just exhausted myself and fell asleep. But a few weeks later, and that's the other thing the psychic said, was a teacher would come along and teach us how to develop our abilities.
You and your mom?
Yeah. And so this lady called us a few weeks later. Oh, you guys, it was so funny. So Mom and I, the next day, we didn't know what to do.
Now, what did your mom do? Was she like a house mom?
At that point, she was a housewife and mom of four kids. And
typical soccer mom or whatever.
Yeah, back then it was football mom, honey. But yeah. And so there was one very seedy, creepy bookstore, occult bookstore in Minneapolis, downtown, in the seediest part of town. And so we drive down there the next day because we think, well, we're going to be professional psychics, so we better get a lot of incense. I mean, that's as much as we knew. All right. Psychics had incense. And so we go, plus, of course, we went and bought a Ouija board, because how else are you going to communicate with the dead if you don't have a Ouija board? So we bought a Ouija board and we bought about $100 worth of incense. And
at least your mom was open-minded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was, honey. My grandma used to go down and visit the gypsies at the riverbanks for readings. And so Mom, this was in Mom's blood, so to speak. We had just never, I mean, we were good Presbyterians, for God's sakes. We went to church every week. You know, this doesn't, what? What do you mean?
That was kind of got to have been pretty cool though for your mom, and probably, I don't know about you at that age, but maybe I should imagine for your mom to be able to get to do that with you.
Yeah, honey.
That kind of soul journey for you. What was that like for you at 17?
I want to hear that. So then you get the incense and then the Ouija board.
You want to go next?
Yeah, and we start with the Ouija board, and oh my God, it was just insanity. But okay. 6 weeks later, a woman named Bertie Torgerson called us, and she said to Mom, she said she was a spiritualist minister in Minneapolis, that her spirit guides gave her the names of 8 people in the Twin Cities and said, you and your daughter's name, Echo, your daughter Echo, are on the list. You need to come to my house next Thursday night. She gave her the address and she hung up.
That's crazy.
That's creepy.
That's what we thought. Okay, what? This lady, out of the blue, I'm going to teach you how to develop your psychic ability. Okay, so we go to the lady's house. All right. If everything wasn't creepy enough, she was spooky. And but we got there and there were like six other people just like us, just looking around like, what are we doing here? And just nice, normal people, you know, everybody in this class is normal. Nobody looks like what?
Charles Manson.
Yes. Yes. Just nice, normal people. And, but you know what, once she described what the gift, the four psychic gifts are, I was like, well, yeah, I have that, but doesn't everybody have that? I mean, doesn't everybody get visions that come true? Doesn't everybody get messages in their head that come true? Doesn't everybody have this smell where you can smell when a deceased loved one comes along? Doesn't everybody have that? Isn't everybody ultra sensitive to everything around them? I just thought that was just the normal way that people were. And so we never questioned it. It was just, wow, I'd get a picture in my head and a couple of days later it would come true. Oh, okay. And so that was like, that's what it was like my whole life growing up. And my mom too, she's like, wow, I guess we do have this stuff. But we needed to learn how to turn it on and turn it off. And we needed to learn, oh my God, you guys, there were so many things we had to learn. And we were attracting, I swear, every dead spirit in the astral plane. And everybody wanted to play with us on the Ouija board. And our house just became like ghost central. And we didn't know.
Like an insane asylum?
Yeah, honey, it really was. And my dad, oh my God, he was furious that all this stuff was happening. And, but my brother, Michael, I'll tell you, if you ever want to have a guest on your show, he's a blast. He's got this wicked sense of humor and he's really psychic also. And when he was little, like 7, 8 years old, he used to tell us about the colors around people, but we didn't know what that was. We didn't know anything about what an aura was or, but he used to just matter-of-factly say, oh, that person has blue around him. And we would just think, Michael, what drug are you on today? That people don't have colors around them, but okay. Okay. Even though the psychic said this is what I was going to do, I thought, okay, this is not part of my plan. My plan is to go to the university and I wanted to be a social worker. So back to your comment, Jay, in the beginning of, yes, I did. I tried to, well, it's like I was developing it at the same time as trying to push it away. So I went on to, oh, I was a chemical dependency counselor for about 5 minutes until I realized I can't sit in a group with alcoholic people and listen to them tell stories and see that they're lying. I can't do this. I can't see the truth of what's really going on here and then act like I don't know any of this stuff. And I couldn't just say to somebody, no, you drank on Tuesday night. You were down at, you know, Looney Tunes bar. And I mean, I would get the visions of
that, Claire. Wow.
Yeah. And so I quit that. I was a secretary for a while. I was a barber for 4 years. And what would happen? Oh, you guys. So I'd be cutting somebody's hair and my hands would heat up and I'd be like, oh God, I hope they don't notice. And people will go, oh, your hands are so warm. Oh, you know, I came in here with a bad headache and I don't have a headache anymore. That was happening all the time. Hmm. I remember this one guy was cutting his hair and he was talking about his wife and how crabby she had become. And I just, all this information just started coming out of my mouth about what was really going on with her. And he just froze. And I said, I'm really sorry. Sometimes this just happens. Stuff just comes out of my mouth. And that was happening more and more too. And then finally, I had been in a car accident and I had a lot of neck and shoulder problems, back problems. And so my doctors said, you need to find a different career. And I knew it was like,
There you go. And how old were you then when the doctor said that? You were 29. Okay. So you resisted it for a good part from 17 to 29. What is that? 13 years. Wow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's interesting you take us down that journey, because I would imagine there's people out there, I'm sure you probably see it more and more when you're reading people that are actually doing the same thing. They just keep pushing back. And does a lot have to do, Echo, with the upbringing of the person that they push back? Like you said, you were from Presbyterian or whatever. Does a lot have to do with that? Or what's the main reason you think they push back?
You know why, honey? Because we want people to like us. We don't want people to be afraid of us or think that we're creepy or weird. I know that's what the case was for me. Every time something would happen, I would just think, no, I don't want to tell these people this. Oh my God, you guys, I got to tell you a story. This was, okay. So I went through my own challenges for a while and was an alcoholic myself. And
because of that, because you couldn't deal with stuff?
No, honey, my whole family, all six of us were alcoholics, my two parents and all four of us kids. So it was, you know, so I went through a period from 18 to 24 of really heavy, heavy drinking. And then at 24, I quit. And then, when I quit, I thought, okay, now I've got a whole new world, whole new set of friends in AA. I thought, I'm not going to tell anybody that I have this thing. And so, okay, so I get to start my life all over. Okay, this is really great. Okay, well, so one day, one of the ladies said, you know, let's go have dinner. Okay, so we went and had dinner. All right, so we're at this cafeteria and we're in line. And all of a sudden, there's a spirit right across from me. And he says, you have to tell her three things. And I looked at him, like, go away. And he kept following me as we were going down the line. He said, you have to talk to her. And I'm sending him mental telepathy messages. No, go away. He said, you have to talk to her. He's getting louder. And I'm like, I'm not telling her. And so we get the food, go sit down at a table. And there he sits right at the chair across from me. And he says, you have to tell her three things. So I pretended that I didn't see him and I just kept eating. And then finally he said, Echo, we need you to tell her three things. Yeah. All right. So I couldn't even look at her. I said, you know, I have this thing. I don't know what to call it. And I can see spirit. And there's a spirit here that wants to talk to you. I'm supposed to tell you three things. Okay. And she didn't say a word. And,
I guess not.
No. And so then I told her the three things. And
what were the three things?
Honey, I don't even remember. But she started to cry. And she said, Echo, you have no idea what you just did. And I thought, oh God, I'm so sorry. And she said, no. She said, this morning I said to God, all right, if you're really real, then I want you to answer these three questions. And it was the questions to the three.
Wow.
You gave me two.
That is wild.
You know, guys, I know.
That's really, really cool. That is pretty cool.
And was that your turning point?
No, honey, but it was one of them.
It was just leading you down the journey. You were like, you were just kind of like, okay, this may be something here. Maybe I can do something with this. What are you thinking like today when you see a lot of, so that was in the 60s when you got this kind of vision brought to you. And now you look at here, fast forward here to 2020. What do you see when you see a lot of the people here today as they explore their gifts? What do you think the biggest misconception is? 2021.
Jay, I wasn't going to mention it, but we have moved on to 21.
What do you think the biggest misconception that people are running onto? Because you see them, and I'm trying to, because there's really some very gifted people out there. And I really want to try to help people get a sense of, there's a lot of people out there, though, putting themselves out there. What do you think from your perspective, you're seeing through your experience that you could say that, hey, this is the things that you wish you would see in the industry in general, you know, to help kind of self-regulate it, or maybe there, do you believe in any of that?
Yeah, honey, you know what I wish is that this whole misconception would go away, that we're spooky or we're evil. That one really, really makes me angry, that we're evil, we're dark, we're, there's some dark psychics out there. There are for sure, but the majority of psychics that I've met or the people that have taken my classes, they're wonderful people. They're regular, everyday, loving, kind people. And you know what else is, the people that have taken classes, a lot of them don't even want to be a professional psychic. They want to develop their abilities. A realtor wants to find the perfect home for their client.
That's great. That's really great.
Yeah.
So they're using it for their own intuition.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Honey. Lawyers. A lot of therapists take the psychic development classes. They want to use it in their work that they've already established. And I think that's really cool.
It is.
It's like, come on, we have these gifts and let's use them, and let's use them for good. So, yeah.
Do you do soul traveling at night still, or?
Yes, honey, I do.
You do it intentionally, or how does it just happen unconsciously?
Just happens. You know what, honey, the other day I have a Tuesday class, and the other day I was doing a meditation. And I work with an angel named Lily, and she came in and said, Echo, this group has been going to Haiti every night for the last 2 weeks. And she said, and you're talking to the souls of the people that are so discouraged, and you're encouraging them to, come on, you can keep going. Come on, we'll get you help, blah, blah, blah. And you know what, I didn't have any idea that was going on, but then the women in the group started saying, yeah, I wake up just exhausted. And I've been sleeping 10, 12 hours a night lately. And so it's like, wow, okay, that's what's going on. And also my teacher told me many years ago, she said, Echo, you're doing more healing work in your sleep than you are when you're awake. And
unconsciously you were doing more at night?
Yeah, yep. And I've gotten letters, emails from people saying, oh my goodness. They've said, I woke up in the middle of the night and you were standing over me channeling healing. And, I get these letters from people and I think, God, I had no idea any of this stuff was happening. And they're also,
what do they do? Do you think they, I wonder how they connect with you. Did you ever get a sense of, okay, well, why am I, okay, so you're traveling, right? And then you show up on someone and they'd get a sense of you being there. Did you ever get a feeling of like they were maybe calling out to you or something like that? Or was your spirit or something just drawn to them and said, okay, you were dispatched or deployed at that time?
You know what, honey? What I was told was that from a lot of them is they said they read my book, Hands That Heal, and said when they went to bed that night, Echo Bodine, will you please come and heal me? A lot of them have said that they just send out this request. And then they've said, and I woke up in the middle of the night and there you were. And one lady told me that she had sent out this request. And then when she woke up in the morning, she was in pain. Oh yeah. That was a different lady. Okay. But anyway, this lady said, she said she called her healer, asked her healer if she would come over and work on her. And when her healer got there, her healer also had psychic abilities. And the healer said, do you know that Echo Bodine is here right now working on you? Okay. And so I said to her, what time was that? And she told me 2:20 in the afternoon. You guys, at 2:15 that day, my whole body just slumped down. I knew my soul went somewhere, had no idea where it went. And 10 minutes later,
you're back in.
Wow.
And then she confirmed it, that that's where I was.
So is that what happened? Is that what happens now? I mean, or have you been able to kind of like control that or put some boundaries with that?
No, honey, it seems to just go. It just does. And I don't know. This is the latest thing that I'm kind of, I don't want to say dealing with, but trying to figure out, because I'm going out more than I'm in my own body now. And
Do you think it's a dimensional thing?
Is it a part of an ascension thing?
You know, honey, that I don't know either. Because I feel like I'm walking between the worlds right now. That's where I constantly exist. And so I'm here, I'm on Earth. Okay, I'm in my physical body. Whoops, gone again. And then it's been like this now for, well, actually a few years, but it's getting stronger and stronger lately. And I'm not even sure why.
Where do you see us going in, like, let's say the next two to five years?
You know, what's interesting about that, April, is that I used to be able to predict the future, look at the future. I used to be able to see the weather. I could give you a weather forecast today for December 21st, okay? Used to be able to do that. I mean, up until last year, everything's changed. I can't see the future. I can't see the weather. It's like, okay, what's happening? And so right now it's all changing.
It's changing more towards the healing side of it?
Or the teaching side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, that's such a good question, because just before we started our Zoom today, I was just talking to God about, okay, what is going on with everything? Everything feels like it's changing.
Yeah, it does.
And you can feel this need out in the world for something.
Yeah.
But, sure. Okay. And I said to him today, okay, so guide me. Tell me what to do. Show me. I don't know what to do. And so that's where I'm at.
Just, you know, and I absolutely appreciate and really grateful for your brutal honesty on that, because that's how things are changing right now. I mean, dynamics are changing. The you know, people are saying things like, you know, I guess you get it, but what do you think? I mean, people are saying things like, holy crap, you know, I'm thinking things and they manifest quicker, or, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent. All that stuff. So it's like, there, it feels like a portal of energy. So it just seems like everything just seems so, I don't want to call it off, just very,
well, it's new. I know, honey, very different.
Like, yeah, it's very different for people. Yeah.
And that's a really good point too about manifesting, honey, because I'm seeing people manifest right and left. Boom, boom, boom. It's like, so I want to go out there and tell everybody, okay, now watch what you're thinking.
Right.
This is real.
Seriously, yes.
We've got this energy with us now.
Yeah. And
so don't think about, you know how we are, us humans. We, a lot of times people just focus on the negativity. Everybody's kind of anxious right now. What's going to happen next? It's like, no, don't sit and wait for a disaster. Don't do it. You know, you got to flip that way of thinking. So that's pretty big right now. And, you know, I watch people when I tell them, you know, do you know about manifesting? Well, yeah, but I think that's a bunch of crap. Okay. Well, you know what? I still want you to pay attention to the thoughts you're sending out, because you're creating your world right now.
And I think that's such the most important. If you had to, like, just say, what should I be doing right now? Is exactly what you said. Start focusing, or start being more aware of your thoughts.
Yes.
They're so super powerful right now.
So this is kind of cool in a sense. So it's got to be, I can imagine it's got to be frustrating, like you said, just to figure out, you know, what's going on. But it's also, is there a sense of you like saying, okay, what's, like you said, you spoke to God before the show, but is there a sense of you that's feeling like, are you feeling the next, like, well, you know, because you've been through it before. Are you feeling that feeling of
like a
new wave of something's about to whack you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does feel like a new wave is about to whack all of us. But again, just like with the pandemic, it whacked us. But a lot of people, they reacted in such a negative way, and they saw it as such a negative thing. And so it makes me a little anxious to think, oh boy, we're going to get whacked again. But it's like we didn't learn what we were supposed to learn.
Right.
Not everybody, but a lot of people did learn.
A large majority.
I want to throw something out there to you, and tell me if this even, I'm just going to say it as it comes out. So do you think that it kind of like started to stop there for you, because not because of your gifts, because so many people, when they get a prophecy, they pretty much stop looking at the present.
Yeah.
And they think that, well, yeah. Okay, well, this is going to be cool in a year anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't really need to worry about this. Do you think it's more along like this, more to have us focus on the present in the moment,
yes, so
we can create, versus being like, hey, oh yeah, and this is going to happen. And because you know how it is, people, when they get that, they stick on it and they're like, okay, well, this is supposed to happen next year for me anyway, so I'm cool. You know what I mean? What do you think about that?
I totally agree with you 100%. And because really, with people, you know, that all their questions usually are about, when am I going to get a new job? When am I going to find Mr. Right? When? It's always when. And and even now, even the spirits, they're like, holy crap, we don't know anything anymore. I mean, they don't say that, but it's right. Like everything everything's on a different timetable now. And yeah. So even they, my helpers, they're like, it's
right. Because it's really just depending on our thoughts.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And because right now it's so intense and the energies are so strong, it's like a wave. It could go one way one day, one day the next, one day. So it's hard literally to predict the future at this point.
No, honey, I know exactly. It is. A lot of people are asking me for readings right now because of the uncertainty. And my guides are just saying, we're not doing it. So it's like, it's still working, but not with specific predictions.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not supposed to know it. Maybe they're supposed to figure out their own stuff. And maybe you're just supposed to be that spiritual guide that says, you know, gives them the gentle nudge. You know what I mean? Maybe that's what it is.
So do you think we're living multiple timelines right now? And if so, are they starting to cross?
Oh God, girl. Now that question, whenever anybody asks me that question, my brain goes absolutely like that. So I can't answer that question. I probably, but it's so hard to just deal with one dimension at a time that I can't even imagine all of it going on, like multitasking lifetimes. Oh my God, that just gives me a headache. No, not really, but just the thought of it.
It's a lot. It
definitely makes your head spin.
Yes, it does. Oh my God. Yes. So right now, my big thing is just to teach people about their intuition, you know, trusting that gut feeling. And
that's
all we can do is, I mean, if we're listening to our gut, we're fine. We're going to be fine. But even like with the pandemic, if we're next to somebody that's got COVID, our intuition is going to tell us, just move along. Come on, keep going, move along. You don't need to be in this particular spot. It'll protect us. But teaching people to go from their head to their gut, it's not easy.
But using what you're doing there, because I'm a big believer in what you're doing right now.
Really,
the gut never lies. And I think that if you can learn to trust your gut and really go there,
yeah,
you can write your own story as you go along in life, right? Like you can literally, I guess a lot of religions, they say you can co-create or whatever, however you phrase it, but you can pretty much write your own destiny, can't you? Do you believe that in sense?
Kind of. Like, for example, right now I have a teaching center in Minneapolis. Okay. And it's coming to an end. At the end of October, we have to move out of this building. Okay. So I'm asking, what's next? Where do we go? Do I find another building? Should I stop having a center? And I am getting no answers at all, other than that I can sense, my intuition says the end of the center. Oh no, it's at the end of October, you're closing down. And so I say, I know that. What's next? Nothing. It's not saying anything. So my job right now is to just be patient.
Right.
And stay focused on, okay, if you want me to look at a building, guide me. If you want me to not think about it today, distract me. Just give me some answers. And so that's why I have to just keep focusing on intuition instead of head, because my head doesn't know what's coming. My intuition does.
I love that. So if you want me to know about it, show me. If you won't, just get my mind focused on something else.
Yeah.
That's very distract me. That is so simplistic
yep.
and so powerful.
I love it, honey. But you know what? It's so powerful and so simplistic that most people can't do it. Right. They're like, oh, no. I'm not going to trust something I can't see.
Yeah.
I can't see my intuition. I don't know if it's going to tell me the truth. That's the big issue for people, is trusting that internal knowing, because you can't see it. You can't touch it. Can't feel it. You can't,
Don't you find that that people are pretty much, they get really, it's a lot easier for them to give control to somebody else. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, you tell me the answer. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a lot easier. And you know why? I see that a lot. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it just feels like that. Like a lot of people are just like, hey, you know, someone else will give me the answer to this. And maybe this is what this is all about for you. Maybe this is it. Just like, because you've already got the reputation and the credibility from that part of it. Maybe this is the, hey guys, this is the new awakening. Think this is your great awakening?
I think it is, honey. Yeah. I mean, if I could just stand on the rooftop of Earth and say, come on guys, we got to get it together now. We got to listen internally, then you'll get the guidance you need. But, you know, I watch my students, they just struggle with trust. They just don't trust it. And,
what suggestions do you have to help people trust their intuition more? Because that is the biggest problem.
It is, honey. Okay. So the first suggestion is always just, okay, your head's going to try to figure everything out. You need to retrain yourself to go down here, go down in the area between your heart and your belly button. And inside your soul is this amazing light. And that is where all divine guidance is. Divine timing, divine everything. It's right there inside your soul. Okay. And so when you have to make a decision, when you wake up in the morning, you can say to your internal knowing, okay, what should I do today? What do you want me to do today? Please guide me today.
Is there internal knowing in any one specific chakra?
Between the heart and the thing, right?
A lady said to me, well, I think it's in my elbow. I said, you know what? I don't care where it is. It's in there. Everybody has it. And so if yours is in your elbow, then that's fine. But honey, the way I think of it is it's just the center of your soul. Mm-hmm. And so, to first get people, okay, oh yeah, that's right. I shouldn't think about this. I need to talk. So that's what we have to train ourselves, is to go down here. Because then, okay, so if intuition guides you, like I'm doing every day with the, should I find a building? Should I let it go? If all of a sudden I get this guidance, this inner desire to go drive down a certain street, that's how I found the last one. Just had this feeling to drive down this certain street and there was the building. So when we get these hunches, when we get these gut feelings, you know, the word that I have found that's interesting is, okay, men will say, well, my gut says this is what we should do. Okay. Women say, I just know this is what I'm supposed to do. All right. And women will say to me, well, how do I know if it's my head or my gut? Well, if it's your head, you're going to say, well, I think this is what we should do. If it's your internal knowing, you say, I don't know. I just know this is what we're supposed to do. And people will say to you, well, how do you know that? You know what? I don't know. I just know.
So when you say, I think, then you're using your head. So when you say, you think, so you need to retrain your mind and be like, because that's fascinating.
She's saying, think the mind, but when you know, because you're saying, I know it's the right.
Do you think there's anything to the fact that women are just naturally more intuitive than men are?
You know what, sweetheart? I think men are just as intuitive, but men haven't been given permission in our society to talk like that. Men don't say, my intuition says I should quit my job. Men don't say, well, I woke up this morning and my intuition said I should take the day off. Oh, really? No, they don't have permission to be like that. We do. We get to say stuff, weird stuff like that. And people go, oh, what do you mean? You just know, I don't know. It's my intuition.
It's that thing.
All right. And so it's unfortunate because men are as intuitive as women, but they're also taught to be the intellectual ones. And so it's harder for them to access their intuition because they just naturally, they solve problems. That's their job. Okay, here's an issue. Man, solve it. All right, woman, feel it. Okay, so I feel bad for men because they just, they get these knowings, but how are they going to say it? What are they going to say? They get to say, well, my gut, you know, if you noticed on TV, if you've noticed lately, a lot of the men in the TV shows are talking about their gut. They're not talking about their intuition. They're talking about their gut. And when they say, well, my gut says this is what we need to do, people respect it. So yeah, it's a matter of, we still have a ways to go, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
What do you think? What are you thinking? You know, people are talking about, okay, well, we're in a dimensional shift right now where, you know, we're going from 3D to 5D. Is this always something that's kind of been there in our vicinity? It's always been a 3D to 5D. Is there something really, from your opinion, is there some sort of split going down, maybe? You know, yeah, or that you feel? What do you think?
Yes, we are trying to make the shift from, so many of us are stuck on three. But you know what? Three is Earth, and we're living on Earth. So we have to live in this energy of Earth, of being grounded. But at the same time, we're trying to leap up to five. We're trying to leap up to a higher spiritual level. And Earth is always going to pull us back down. It's always because we're in our body and we have to be grounded.
So wait a minute then. Let me ask you this, since we're kind of talking through this.
Yeah.
Is do you think we're trying to escape, in essence, and we're keep losing sight of the fact that we've got it all here and we possibly have some just, you know, we have beauty in heaven on earth kind of thing, hell on earth, however you want to perceive it. But you think it's just that we're just focused on trying to escape and go to these other places where maybe we do just stay put and just go with the blessing of what we got? Or, and then, what do you think?
Really good,
you know what question. I'm trying to say? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, honey, those are great questions. And what are the answers, Bodine? I know a lot of people are trying right now to make a leap to a higher level. But, oh God, it's just not that easy. I mean, it takes work to raise our vibration continually.
You know what we do, Echo, is I think this is for us, is like just really like this show, getting a show for us.
We get to talk through it.
Like day. Right now, like having the privilege to talk to you, and the luxury to be able to talk to you is a true gift and a privilege. So thank you for that.
Oh, honey.
But just that's the only thing I can find out for. I don't know. What do you think? It seems to be
I
the only thing
we
that
we weren't talking about it. On I don't a daily know. This basis, seems to work for me. We would probably snap.
Right.
Yeah, seriously. I think it would snap.
I think so.
I think we would just totally just lose our minds.
Like having these kind of real life conversations to talk through it is just.
Yeah, you're feeling one way and you're like, does anybody else feel like this?
Yes, yeah. I know, honey. I know. And then, we go out into the world and at least for me, it doesn't seem like people are thinking this way. They're not. It seems like the people I come in contact with are just everyday people, not even thinking. I mean, if you said, are you working on getting to the fifth dimension?
What'd you say to get there?
And even, even the people that say they're working on getting to the fifth dimension, I wonder if they even know what they're talking about. Right. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's fun to talk to like-minded people, isn't it?
Yes, exactly.
It really is.
We can toss ideas back and forth and really understand what each other's saying.
Exactly.
And that's what it's really about. It's like really like, how's your spirit experience going on? And well, how's yours out there? And we got to figure it out. And maybe that's how we, this is how we try to just get to the next places together,
I know. I agree. I agree.
Is there any sense of you that believes that there is, that we all are interconnected, or are we separate? I don't mean from a standpoint, but just we are. Do you believe energetically there is that?
Oh yeah, honey. Yeah. That light inside of us, it's inside of everybody. And so that's the thread that connects all of us. I've seen it. I mean, I see it in people. So it's there. It's really cool. But oh God, so many people are just so far away from knowing. I don't know if I want to say the truth. Yeah, the truth about themselves. Yeah. They're really divine beings, you know. We're here to grow, really. That's what we're here for.
So admitting that's a thing, because then you got so many religions that teach you that, you know, a God or a concept of God is above or is beyond you. Yeah. Where, you know, so is it, then there's that point of being able to say, like, we are the gods and goddesses. Is there any truth to that? No, I don't mean from a worshiping standpoint, like worship,
I get it.
I'm saying, but you know, just from our ability to create and work like that. Is there anything to that?
Yes. It's kind of like, okay, physically we are our parents. Okay. We look like our mom. We look all like our dad. Our physical body is like our parents. Okay. Our soul is like, I don't want to say heavenly father and mother. That sounds so, but our soul is made of energy. That divine part of us is one with the divine. So yeah, we are. It's like, okay, so you, what I'm trying to say is, you can say, I'm my parents' child physically, but soulfully we are part of God, the divine. I don't want to say God, because there's so many
conceptions.
It just trips you up on that. I get you. I see where you're at.
Okay. That essence, whatever we're going to call that essence,
right?
Yeah,
that's us. It's in there. And
well, you know what, that's a great way to put it. We're the essence of.
Yeah, that's right, honey.
So you know, this has been really, really great to have this real life conversation with you. Thank you for it. Yeah, it really is. And thank you for that. And no, want to thank you for coming on. So I want to ask you, so when people go to echobodine.com, what experience would you like for them to get when they visit?
Boy, that's a good question. God, you guys are full of good questions today. Okay. What experience will they have? Well, maybe just seeing a normal person with psychic abilities and with the gift of healing. And I really want people, oh God, that's my one thing, is to get people connected to their intuition. So if there's anything on the site that would help people, I'm trying to think, there's a lot of things on the site, but I don't know, just explore it and see if they can identify with the things that we've talked about today. You know, I'm just a regular person, but I have come to use my spiritual gifts this lifetime. And we all have spiritual gifts, and we all have this great silent voice within us, which helps us get through life. And that's the simplest message that I want to get to people, is you've got the same thing I've got. I was meant to be a teacher of these things this lifetime. Doesn't mean you, if you take a psychic class, doesn't mean you have to be a professional psychic someday. No, you use that in your own life. But the most important thing to connect to, and I've said this to my psychic students, is I want you to connect to your intuition way more than I want you to connect with your psychic abilities. And yet I want you to connect to your abilities. So intuition first, and then we'll develop your psychic abilities. That's what's important.
I got you.
I love it.
There you go, everybody. That is a real,
that's a real deal.
That's a real honest, honest, brutally honest life experience that one of our soul sisters goes through, that she has been able to share with us. And thank you for sharing your journey with us. And, you know, I hope this helps a lot of people as you go through these questions. Don't forget, everybody, check on that link below. You know, see how you're resonating with that Echo's message, and see if that's something you're going through, and see if she can help you in your journey called life. And thank you for having us in your home, as always. And we'll see you next time.
You guys, are so cool. Oh my God. Where have you been? Down in Florida. That's where you're
exactly. We're south. Okay.
Thank okay, you. Well, if you ever want to hang out again, you just ring me up, okay?
Oh, we'd love to. Okay.
Good.
So much. And thank together, you. Thank you. Together, we are turning the universal key to global harmony and creating a unified world. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings. I'd like to share a story. While it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called The Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness, and in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all. We are living in the most unbelievable times, some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Thanks and God bless Patriots Worldwide.